always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yes, 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 y'all. We are Yada, the King Radio, and today we are chilling with the homies. Who we gonna have today on the show, Frog? I know you've
been working. He's Sun Lee and Seda Man.
Okay, that's what's up. So we're gonna ask them some questions. Not like this interview is just gonna be a nice one, because I gotta clarify before Frog say, "What, we don't do nice interviews or something?"
why are you talking about the past?
Because you be pulling that on me. So you actually said that last week. So you know, I'm just trying to make sure. Hey, Frog Man, what was cracking off this weekend, man?
And we had a couple of things cracking off this week. We had the Christ Fanatic show. That was off the bonkers.
Man, my sister Chase Sutton came and brought a word. Oh my goodness, moved into place. Actually, I'm gonna just say the whole building, everybody that ministered that night was led by the Spirit of God, man. It was just one of those times where you come, you know, everybody was coming to see a show, but they really got ministered to, man. That's what's up. What else did we do, man? We had the first annual Gospel Fest, Lakewood, Washington. We actually were hosting the show, and man,
we actually hosted the Christ Fanatic show too. We hosted a lot of shows this weekend.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we hosted that one as well. So
yeah,
we held it down. It was mad funny though, because there was one dude that always had a question. Man, what was his question? He'd be like, "I got one question. Where you at, Frog?" The whole day, guy. It was hilarious.
I think you gotta tell him why. Kept asking,
because I kept saying that, you know, I just, you know, when Frog was not on the stage with me, I was like, "Frog, where you at, man?" And he came, so this guy, he just started doing it, and we didn't get to record it. I wanted to record it because it was just hilarious, man. But there was a whole bunch of artists that came through, man. 88, ABGs, Willie Will, Blaze actually did come through. She came through, she got my text, that's how she found out about the joint. So
okay,
yeah. But who else do we have? We have E-Rick, which is Frog's rap name. You know what I'm saying? We had Genuine Life was there. Chase Sutton was there. Who else do we have out there, Frog? Anybody that you can think of? CJ. Man, we just had a whole bunch of
people. Had a lot of people there. 80, yeah. You said 88 already?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I said 88. We had Committed. Man, we had a gang of cats, man. But this is what we're going to do, man. We got a lot of new music coming in. And if you want to send your music, send it to yada.king@gmail.com. We're going to hop into this interview right after this. This is the homie Priest. He sent me his whole album, man. So that's what's up. The song is called Every Day featuring K-Drama. Let's hop into that right now.
Yeah. Hey, we made it happen, right, Drama? Finally, man. This for the body right here. Oh, yeah. Especially when it come like this. Okay. Freeze. Check. Let's get it started then.
Yeah. Every day gotta push. Every day gotta grind. Every day is a blessing. Every day I'ma shine. Every day overcoming. Every day put it first. Every day it gets better. Every day could be worse. Every day gotta climb. Every day in my prime. Every day heaven's behind me. Every day that's on my mind. Winning so. On the road, that's every day, yeah. Getting dough, that's every day, faith is small, that's every day.
Every day I'ma get it, Chris will return with a vengeance. And that's spreading this word I'm learning, no sermon, it's instant. Got a penchant for change, came with no fear in his name. And they cheer for the flame while I put his seer on the game. See, I run with the sun,
son.
I brawl with the beast. Giants gon' fall. Tell them it's
priest.
No failing, I preach. Reaching, I'm ready to show it. Designer Romans 10-9 picture, who's ready to throw it. Still stand when it's over.
Oh,
there when the smoke is clearing. Whom shall I fear when I anticipate Jesus appearing? Clearing it out, so we press for the mark of the prize. The light's in our sight, though it's dark in our eyes. The dark is despised. We see with the eyes of our heart. The vision is dim, skillfully dodging them fiery darts. We iron and start to press and more when it's rougher to take. Character, and that's the very reason we're tougher to break every day.
Every day gotta push. Every day gotta
grind.
Every day is a blessing. Every day I'ma shine. Every day overcoming. Every day put it first.
life good. Cause Jesus holds the seat of my vitality. I look forward to when I die and reach my finality. But until then, God gave me a dash, and I'ma dash through my dash fast and regret it and live in the past. Blast like a camera, they blast with the hammer. For cash and the glamour, for God last my manner. Hit the shakers back in, dudes would've got knocked out. But I no longer just attend church, clock in, clock out, then go back to my other life. This is my only life, and everything subjects to it, I try to keep it on the Christ.
Striving to be humble,
loving those who don't love themselves, being kind and patient, hoping that my prayers prevail, raising my kids, visiting the inmates. This is life, every day, God is pleased to see them take.
Every day gotta push, push. Every day gotta grind. Every day is a blessing. Every day I'm a sign. Every day overcoming. Every day put it first. Every day it gets better. Every day could be worse. Every day gotta climb. Every day in my prime. Every day heaven's behind me. Every day that's on my mind.
Winning souls.
That's every day on the road. That's every day getting dough. That's every day
faith is small.
That's every day.
Yeah. That's every day. Good looking out, drama. This how we do this, you understand? This ain't a Sunday thing for us. It ain't a weekend thing. We living like this every day. Saints go to war with this one. This for you.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Chase Sutton. Dialed in with Yada the King Radio. Just telling y'all to keep it locked because they're giving you the gospel on Yada the King Live with Don Christian and Frog Life.
What's up, America?
What's up, America?
What's up, America? Yeah, yeah. Let's take back America.
America.
Let's get it. Let's
see what
get
happened
it
in America. We kicked out the truth. We adopted a line, created our own rules. Took the law out of court, took prayer out of school. Taking God off of money, wonder why they had to fool. The result of America. Every day is scarier. Religion killing off the population like malaria. Tell me what we gotta do, tell me how to get back. Give it all back to God, homie, yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, only in America. And I ain't talking Don King, I'm talking about how we incorrectly done things. Do we even care? Let the devil run things and try to play God like he's really unseen. Only in America, but I ain't playing that, no. I am on my job screaming Jesus coming back, yeah. Catch me in the trap, yeah. Catch me at the government building up in CDC screaming it's a rap. Shawty hit me on the jack. Little buddy, we can meet up. Posted in a place where protesters getting beat up. And I am not ashamed, making sure you people see us. Until I see the truth, hit the heart of Nicodemus. You can lock me in the jail for believing my Redeemer. I can take it, I can take it, even Joseph was a dreamer. But the dream came true, regardless of the means. So what you gonna do, like Martin Luther King? See what happened in America, we kicked out the truth. We adopted a line, created our own rules. Took the law out of court, took prayer out of school. Taking God off of money, wonder why they had to fool. The result of America. Every day is scarier, religion killing off the population like malaria. Tell me what we gotta do, tell me how to get back. Give it all back to God, homie, yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, only in America. Lord knows we spar, violating other countries just to confiscate they all. These interior motors show us deeply how we are. Even worse that we don't even try to mend and stop the war. Know the prophecies was written about the rumors of them all, but it never said to stop fighting for a just cause. That's the reason why I pause, pray, then react. The day the devil die is the day that I relax. Long as I'm in America, I'm seeing Samaria. I'm seeing the sin stricken diseases that bury us. And I admit we carriers, I admit he carried us. And I agree that if we all unite, we breaking barriers. Tearing down the walls in the name of the solution. Regardless what the government put in the constitution. To hell with prostitution, see my soul is not for sale. The day that I received him, I was out on bail. See what happened in America, we kicked out the truth. We adopted a line, created our own rules. Took the law out of court, took prayer out of school. Taking God off of money, wonder why they had to fool. The result of America. Every day is scarier, religion killing off the population like malaria.
area. Tell me what we gotta do. Tell me how to get back. Give it all back to God, homie. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, only in America. Where the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. I done seen that same mentality where I worship the Lord. I done seen the overhead take precedence over the residents. Regardless of the drama they dealing with, either it's selfish greed or ignorance. Either or, the poor kicking down doors, militant, concealing clips on some bump. The church ain't feeling this. Why you turning up your lips and acting like you really witnessing? We institutionalized this Americanized form of organized religion and we calling it God. You might as well categorize us arrogant guys according to our salary size. American pie full of manipulation and American lies. I pray to God Christ lives and America dies. Cause without who God is, we can barely survive. You better know who God is, that's how America thrives.
Yeah. In America, we kicked out the truth. We adopted a line, created our own rules. Took the law out of court, took prayer out of school. Taking God off of money, wonder why they had the fool. The result of America, every day is scarier. Religion killing off the population like malaria. Tell me what we gotta do, tell me how to get back. Give it all back to God, homie, yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, only in America we kicked out the truth. We adopted a line, created our own rules. Took the law out of court, took prayer out of school. Taking God off of money, wonder why they had the fool. The result of America, every day is scarier. Religion killing off the population like malaria. Tell me what we gotta do, tell me how to get back. Give it all back to God, homie, yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, only in America.
Double sixes. Can't hit me now.
Let's see. Oops. Snake eyes. I get to go backwards. Hitting you.
Hey, you can't go backwards in backgammon.
Sure you can. It's in the rules. If a player rolls snake
Let
eyes.
Let me see. You wrote that in there.
So it's still in the rule book.
Rules. They provide standards for people to live by.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I roll a 4, I get to knock your pieces on the floor.
There are standards God wrote for us in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? And if I roll a 5, I get to kick you in the foot.
Ow! Okay, I get to hit you on the head.
Wait.
What?
You didn't roll the dice yet.
Oh, yeah. 9!
Ow!
As we walk away from God's standards and create our own rules, we create confusion.
Ow! Ooh.
Seven!
If things aren't working out for you in your life, give the Bible a chance.
Let's play something less violent.
Hockey?
My rules.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Yo, that song was the homie mouthpiece, and the song is called Only in America. Only in America. You heard the song? Come on, bro. Anyway, we are here chilling with our sister in the Lord, Heesun Lee. Heesun Lee, say what's up to all the podcast people.
What up?
What's up, man? We chilling right now. Sailor Man, he's going to be back with us.
He had to hop off the line for a minute, but he will be back.
He had to charge that battery up.
That
so,
droid.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with iPhone, though.
Yeah. Speaking of iPhone, what we
going to... I got the iPhone.
She got an iPhone.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
That's why she's on the phone. Yeah, we got the iPhone app that just rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So if you
yeah,
got
I'm actually
iPhone,
not on my iPhone, though.
No, if you got an iPhone or iPod or iPad, you can go and get the Yadda King radio app.
So let's do this. We're gonna ask you, Heesun Lee, about your testimony. We want you to just share with us what God has done in your life and, you know, what your life was like before it came to Christ and now what he's doing in you.
Okay, well, to make it short, because we'll be here for 5 hours. I was, like I said earlier, I was born in Korea. I was given up for adoption. I came to Staten Island, New York when I was 4 months old. I grew up in a great house. My parents are great. I love them to death. But it was, as I got into high school, you know, the whole identity issues started coming up, and I'm sure a lot of teens can relate to this, whether you're adopted or not. You're just trying to, you know, you see different crowds, different cliques, and you're trying to figure out where you belong. Mm-hmm. And I went to this high school, there was a lot of Korean people, and I just felt like I didn't know who I was. And I was trying to fit in so much, but they kept rejecting me, they kept pushing me back because I didn't know how to speak Korean, I didn't have Korean parents. and it really took a toll on me mentally and emotionally. And after that, you know, I just started doing stupid stuff, of course, the typical, you know, drinking, going to clubs, not smoking cigarettes. I was hooking up with just the wrong guys, and this lasted all throughout college. But in the middle of it, my grandmother, who used to live with me, I was very close with her, and she passed away. And that, you know, hit me even harder. And then my friend, who happens to be Korean, she kept trying to get me to come to her church, and I was like, nah, I don't want to go. But she pressured me like all year, and I was like, okay, I'll finally go. Once I went, like, I just broke down, and I just gave my life to the Lord. And it was a rocky thing, you know, I was always on and off, in and out. But after college, you know, obviously comes a lot of maturity, and I just realized where I was going in my life and what I wanted to do. And all throughout this whole process, I was always writing poetry. That's my first love, writing stories, writing poetry and stuff. So I was getting in on that even more. Because as you deal with issues and stuff, a lot of times you feel like when you can't talk to people, all you can do is write about it. So that's what I constantly did. And everything that came out of my pen and stuff was always about my issues and, you know, talking to God and everything. And I just realized, you know what? Let me try and rap.
Yeah.
I was really into hip-hop. You know, I loved the scene. I loved a lot of, you know, different artists and stuff. And I just wrote from my heart. I wasn't even trying to be like the female artist that was popular back then. I was just trying to express myself. And I just gradually got into it. I was working with a ministry out in Queens, New York, and doing a lot of shows, doing ministry in that church, and it was great. I felt like I finally found a home, that people accepted me for who I was, and then that fell to the ground. And now I felt like I had nowhere to go after that, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't even rap. But then, you know, along came Jah Rockin' Productions, Chris Jah Rockin', who's in the live stream right now. We just met on the side of a street in the city, in New York City. And he saw me, I was going to a show, and we met outside, and he was like, yo, spit something. And I'm like, I'm not spitting something on a sidewalk. And he's like, nah, do it. I was like, okay. So I spit something. He was like, yo, he saw something in me, you know, and we hooked up after that. It was a long process. I did my album, and it was just, you know, after that, it was a snowball effect, just more blessings. God was just speaking to me. He was just doing things in me that I never thought could ever happen. And just working with Jah Rockin', and it's helped me emotionally, mentally, spiritually, just knowing that I have a family who, it's not just about the music, it's, you know, it's about a relationship with each other, building each other's character up. It's not about how many hits you can make, but, you know, really caring for people. And that's the biggest thing in ministry, and that's why I feel like, you know, God is really blessing, you know, the path that I'm going down now. And I just pray that I can continue doing this, whatever God calls me to do, keep doing it, you know. And that's a shout out to everybody out there trying to make it, whether it's a music or whatever you're doing. Just make sure you're praying about it, that God is leading you first.
Man, look, let's do this. I think this is a great opportunity to hop into this cut from He Sun Lee called Open Your Eyes featuring Chanel Gabrielle. Let's hop into that right now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Streets, tears falling down her cheek. She looked around and she found she was staring at her feet. She couldn't face the world. She took a breath, closed her eyes. Suicide was on her mind, cause her future made her cry. Where's the pride of a woman? She never had it in her ever since a man played his game, bragging that he'd win her, took her out and gave her dinner, but fed her all these lies. His face was in disguise every time he smiled at her. He cheated with her passion, he played his girl with fashion. She didn't say a word, was scared of his reaction. Instead she took some action, found another man, having sex on the side. She had the same game plan. She played a part, working hard to deceive him. But things were getting worse, she knew she had to leave him. Could never please him, she had to look inside. Heard a voice open to her, open up your eyes. A good man, where he
couldn't understand where she coming from. But now we settle for the cheating and the sex. We fail every test, but we're cheap in God's best. All my ladies who can testify, you're stressing this. Felt your heart breaking half from your past relationships. Felt your hope burn down to the core of your soul. There's no man that's living now that can make yourself whole. Find your self-worth inserted in your mind, we deserve it. A purpose to be proud of who we are, cause we earned it. We're working jobs, taking care of families, and we plan to be a new generation that succeeds. We're free from the judging, any woman can succeed. Don't let a man hold you down, look inside. Every stage is a building block, building up your pride. Listen to your heart, open up your eyes. Dreams to the sky, never let a man tell you how to feel inside. Show the worth of your soul so they'll see you through your eyes. Oh. Only God understands, he's working through your heart. Every scar is a lesson learned to have a fresh start. Love is worth waiting for, you'll find the greatest prize. See the beauty of your soul if you open up your eyes.
This is your boy Frog, and you've tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
I've been crucified with Christ, and now I'm compelled to give God my life, man. You can try to fight your flesh without the Spirit of God, dude, it's not by might, nor by power. The high tower is the name of the Lord. I now will utilize the light so I can renew my mind. The right living, the sight giving is making me commit suicide tonight. Get it? Don't get it twisted. I'm not breaking from the physical. This is spiritual. Don't take it literal. Read Romans 8:13. It is critical. Be killing your sin or your sin will be killing you. If this is what you believe, put to death the misdeeds of the flesh to live eternally in his rest. So from the east to the west, let every one of us join in Jesus' death.
that we try to continue to live in sin when our old man is dead. It's dead, it's time for us.
Yo, we are back. That was Willie Will featuring Seven. The song is called That's So Dead. And our lives without Christ, man, that's dead. We serious and we going all out for Christ. Man, we're going to just talk about your whole, He Son Lee. We're going to ask you about your music. If there was one thing that people could hear from you, if you only could do one more song for the rest of your career, and what would that be? What would the topic be? What do you want people to walk away with after they hear you?
It would definitely be unity. I think, you know, my biggest issue, obviously, being an Asian American and being female, obviously, is just unifying people. You know, I grew up, you know, I used to go to a white church, then I started going to Korean church, and then I went to a diverse church, and now I go to a diverse one. And I just think, you know, as Christians, especially Christians, that we're supposed to be promoting love to people. And if we can't get, you know, even what they're saying in the chat room right now, if we can't even get along as Christians together, loving each other for who we are and not what we look like, I mean, what are we going to do with the rest of the world? So if I had to stop rapping tomorrow and I just had to lay down one track, it would just be, yo, we need to start loving each other and just listening to what we've been through and what we're going through, and just know that, I mean, I could be Asian and I could be talking to somebody who's black or Spanish and they could have the same issues as me, but I would never know that, because if you're a different color than me, I don't want to talk to you because I feel like you wouldn't understand where I'm coming from. But just being in this music industry and meeting so many different people, I realized there are so many people out there who understand what I've been through, and they've been through it too, and it has built me up to be a better person because of that. And if everybody could go home with that, that would be the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah.
We keep Murray song, the most beautiful thing in the world, but, you know, putting it on a Christian tip.
No, that's what's up, man. I definitely think what you're saying is big, because, you know, unfortunately, we use different things to distract us as Christians. I mean, there's so many things we have that divide us. We got people that think that if you're a Christian, you gotta have like $1 million in the bank. Then we got people that think you have to have no money. You have to, you know, live in a shack. Then we got people that, you know, but, you know, we use so much stuff to divide us. But Jesus said, "They will know that you are of me because of the love that you have for one another." He didn't say because of the money that you had in the bank or the money that you didn't have. So we just got to use everything that we can to stop the division on things that really don't matter. Like, God is not going to... I always say this, man. We got to think about what God is going to do. If we get to heaven and you say, "Hey, God, I had $1 million in my bank. Don't I get to get in?" He's going to be like, "Nah, did you have a relationship with me? That's what matters."
Exactly.
Or he's going to say, "Oh, I didn't have no money. I didn't even have a bank, God." He's going to be like, "Did you know me?"
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, Fraud, where you at, Fraud? What you think?
Bro, I'm right now, to be honest with you, the chat room right now is going off.
That's what's happening.
There are machine guns going off in this chat room, bro.
We got to tell y'all, all y'all that are listening to the radio show, once again, tune in with us on livestream.com/YadaTheKing. We are in there. You ask your questions to these artists. That's that, Fro. Let's do this. Let's ask one of the questions from livestream right now for He Son Lee.
All right. There was a thunderous question. Question from Matt Hatter says, from an industry perspective, they say a healthy artist performs at least 1 to 2 times a week. I know a Christian hip-hop that getting booked that often is so hard. How do you stay encouraged and keep on grinding?
There are definitely, you have your good weeks and you have your bad weeks. I mean, there are times when you won't perform for maybe a couple weeks, but I mean, you just keep doing your thing and you know that it's gonna pop up. And you know, if you're not getting anything, you know, go out and do things for yourself. Like, I mean, in New York, we got the city, Manhattan. Every day something's going on. I mean, if you got nothing booked for the weekend, go out, go to open mic, do that. You know, I mean, especially me on the poetry side, there's a lot of open mics, a lot of slams where you can just keep yourself busy. And if you can't even make it to a show, like, just do something where you can promote yourself, where you can continue getting that. You know, you just got to always stay encouraged and know that there are going to be times where it's not going to be stable and you're not going to have a lot of shows. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that you're not working hard. It's just because of the music industry, you know, it's just very unstable.
And that's
my advice.
That's really good. I think so you actually just opened up a whole another avenue. You said you do poetry as well. Now, did you start doing poetry first, or did you start rapping first? Or let me ask you even this, is your rapping your poetry?
Yes, my rap. Well, no. Well, I mean, rap is poetry, but I definitely started doing poetry first, and then it kind of got into hip hop because once I started listening to rap, I started doing my own rap songs and stuff. But I've always been a poetry head first. You know, I love, you know, lyrical artists and stuff who really, you know, get into, you know, just killing it with the, you know, words and stuff, and that's what I've been really big on. So I mean, I'm not as big as I want to be on the poetry side, but that's something that I'm definitely looking forward to doing, especially doing open mics that are secular. You know, I don't want to always be doing stuff that's Christian, I mean oriented. You know, you want to go out there and you want to reach all different types of people. A lot of the poetry stuff is not Christian. You go into these open mics and these slams that, you know, people are just talking about crazy stuff, and then you go up there and you represent Christ and they always show you love. And I did a couple of them.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of good responses. I got people just clapping their hands, just saying that they're Christian with the drink in their hand. But it was crazy. Like, the Christian comes out of them when they see an artist up there repping Jesus. But if there's no artist repping Jesus, then you know, they're not going to say anything. But if you're representing them, they'll just follow you.
Yeah, I think what you said is good. Is, you know, it may not be straight up scriptures that you're going to go up and quote. But
yeah,
the stuff that you're saying, people are going to understand that, you know, and it's not like you're hiding Jesus when you do your poetry.
Yeah.
It's just you're not going to come with, the first thing you say ain't going to be Jesus, you know, because if you do that, you know, and I let me just explain this to some people. If you're trying to go turn a light on to somebody that's stuck in the dark, and you just flip the light on, all of a sudden, the first thing they're going to do is like, man, turn that light off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what we have to do is we have to let our light shine through our life.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm on that. But you have to, the Bible says you got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Sometimes you got to come with a light that has you know, it might be small, but it's going to grow. You know what I'm saying? So what they do is they get cats involved with different things by... you know, just saying, just talking about life, something that they can all relate to. When you do that, you are able to allow somebody to get in with you, so that, you know what I'm saying, now it's not just, oh, he's a Christian rapper. Oh man, he's talking about stuff I was going through. Now they can relate with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's really what it's all about. So people want to know, is your poetry available? Do you have poetry available as well, or is it just your music? And maybe you even have it on your album. Do you have that on your album sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, my first album, Redefined, is split with hip-hop and poetry. So, I mean, you could, if you just cop that album online, you go to iTunes, CD Baby. I mean, pretty much just Google my name and, you know, Redefined will pop up. I got a lot of poetry stuff on there with a cappella, just with a beat. I mean, it's just your preference. It'll be on there.
Yeah. Dope. So... man, we actually found some new that he suddenly, you know, actually does poetry.
I actually knew that.
I
knew that. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. I actually saw one of her open mics one day, and
dang, you know, so you putting me under the bus, man.
Hey, there was a video, and she was doing some poetry, like some spoken word, and I was like, wow. And you know, it definitely impressed me. Like, I tell everybody this all the time. You're definitely, besides my wife, one of the dopest. Female Christian artist, and you're like actually one of my favorites. You know, there's not a whole lot out there that are actually are representing the way you are.
Yeah,
and I was
harder to
like think. The first song that I heard that you were on, I was like, who the heck is this?
Yeah,
it was on that I'm a Christian song on the Wado show. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, she's killing it. And so I was like, I gotta find out who Esau Lee is.
Man, speaking of the song I'm a Christian, that's what we're gonna go into next. Tell the people how that song came about, you know what I'm saying, and what made you guys feature with the features that you put on there.
Well, it was more Chris from Dabrock, and he was putting it together with Holy Culture. And they were trying to do a collabo with just different artists, and they were going to promote it on their website, and it just blew up. I mean, I just thought it was going to stay on that website, but it went from that to just being all over the place, and people just kept hitting me up about it. So that's what it was. It was just, you know, a unity thing for all the artists, just different features coming on it and just promoting it on the website. But like I said, it just skyrocketed after that, which was, it amazed me, but I'm glad it went that direction, so.
And the features, you guys had K-Drama and Ruslan from The Breaks. How did that happen?
Yeah,
was that
yeah.
something that, you know, Chris did as well?
Yeah, Chris, I don't really know how they pick the artists and stuff, but I mean, just from observing it from the outside, it just, because I know The Breaks is out in the West Coast. I mean, K-Drama lives in
Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. So there you go, Cincinnati, Ohio, yeah. And then me in New York, so it was just, and Theta. So it was like a whole, you know, it was all over the place in the U.S., which I thought was pretty hot.
Yeah, so look, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to hop into that joint. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian.
Because I'm a Christian.
That's right.
I'm a Christian.
T-Sun Lee, Seda, K-Drama.
They all tell you why they're a Christian in this track.
And Ruslan. Let's get into that.
Just got
to
keep it
ready. And I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. What you know about that? I don't know about that.
So this be automatic, I'm about it. Hit a beat, I'm going at it. I'm ecstatic, gotta have it. This your girl and Jesus said it. I'm addressing life lessons, every pain, every blessing. Hope for the best in no question, I'm confessing Jesus Christ every time I'm stressing. Holding it down, facing the ground, praising him now, I'm showing him how. Purpose driven, sold to the vision, folks on a mission, proud out with Christian. I'ma tell them who I serve, everybody gotta hear the truth in these words. I'ma represent with a Christian, stand still, I'ma change your direction. Never judge your first impressions, I'ma be quick now to make that correction. Lyrically, don't test me, fam, understand my passion. Jesus rapping, how I'm packing, never be backing down. This joint is bumping loud, every Christian make a sound and drown them haters out.
I am safe, ain't no dragging me back. Ever since I met the Lord, I go hard on the track. But you don't hear me, cause you say that me's whack. Till you end up on the street with your white tee looking like a Japanese flag. Living every verse, every rhyme, so that you can meet him when the nurse hit a line. Go flat when they put you on your back, when you really see the Father, what you know about that? Duh, I'm saved and I'm sure that his way is secure when I'm facing the door. I will spend eternity, you ain't never heard of me good. See, it's only by his name that I score. Maybe I'm not so important to you, but I know that I'm important to he. So I ain't paying no mind to no dudes. Rhyme to the beat and the stroke of the keys. Fly to the sky like I'm high with the birds. Right to the line with the sound of my birds. Two bars till we reach the end of my verse. Serving of the most highest, that four-letter word.
Believe that, homie.
I consider the life of Regis, consider the life of Jesus. He's as good as it gets. Yeah, my life is broken pieces.
All right.
I was born defeated, he was born to defeat this. He made a covenant. Do I rep Christ? Indeed, yes. I don't just say I'm a Christian on Facebook.
Nah.
I go in my space, pray to God and Facebook. Like James, Ephesians, Titus, and Galatians. To walk in the spirit no matter what adversity I'm facing. I don't just pick and choose. His word governs the decisions that I make. I'm under the blood tolerance. I don't smack him in the face by abusing his grace. Instead, my actions show love for him, cause I'm a Christian.
Let's go. Yeah. If y'all don't get it by now, y'all just not listening. Come on.
Yeah.
The Breaks.
I'm a Christian. Baby Jesus, can you see this born again? Second time, make my way about the feet witness. Make my way about the womb, make my way about the tomb. I'm raised with the Lord, survived the war, now watch the babies boom. Yay, disciples who make disciples after the music stops. It's so vital against the idols who build a temple to claim a title. We break that mental mind state that annihilates. You don't wanna be where the enemy violates and it vibrates with them wild eights. You don't wanna spend eternity with time waits. You got a blind date, ain't no I'm sorry cause I'm late. Your crime rate violates a holy God who can annihilate. And the truth is that we should be judged. The truth is that he chose to love. His kindness is what finds us and refines us. Carry your cross and leave your minuses.
And I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
It's that part right here.
I'm a Christian.
Tell the world like,
I'm a Christian.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Jason Earls in here in the Yada the King Radio Studio. That's right, they're doing a big deal, y'all. I'm in the booth. They got a polo bear carpet. That's right, polo bear carpet. That's why you should listen to Yada the King Radio, because they got polo bear carpets and they're giving the gospel through creative means. That's with that hip hop, baby.
For something to change, but if I don't apply my time, then things will always stay the same. If it's dedication that I lack, then I will always be on the bottom of the waiting list for success to capture me. There's no time to dwell and think about the past. And if you're stuck on how it used to be, all the fun you've had, all those times wasted that cannot be returned, all those times you tried but failed to win, are all life lessons learned.
It's time for change. Put on the new and let the old man pass away. Say it's too late to push past mediocrity. You're working 9 to 5, still barely getting by. It feels my wings are clipped, and the only way to escape is if I fly. Can you save me? I've fallen from the truth. I've lost my balance in this world somehow. My eyes once stayed on you. Excuses have become my crutch. This weight I carry is way too much. Today I start my journey being led by you, being led by you. It's time for change. Put on the new and let the old man pass away.
Song was. Do you know what the song was?
Huh?
88, Time for Change. And 88, man, he got a fresh vibe that he's doing. You know,
I agree. He was at, he actually performed at the concert we were at yesterday.
And he did a new song we hadn't heard yet too.
It was dope.
Oh my,
I was feeling it. He has like this neo soul type of
He's like Music Soul Child mixed in with Nate Dogg. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was hot. So let's do this, man. We're gonna hop into the topic. Frog, I'm gonna let you open it up. You know what I'm saying? Christ fanatic. What does that mean to you, man?
Well, Christ fanatic to me means someone who is not ashamed of the gospel, someone who is willing to be a light without any kind of contradiction. Like a Christ fanatic is, you think about a fanatic, what does a fanatic do? They do things to the extreme. I would say that living your life to the extreme that you're obeying what God is telling you to do and you're living for God and you're just being a fanatic for him in your, not just your public life, but in your private life.
Yeah. And that's what's up. And, sure. And he did shoot himself. I was like, oh, man. He's like, yeah, let me pause for the cause. Anyways, man, that's real good stuff. Being a Christ fanatic, let me ask you this. How do we live and do that? What are some stuff that we have to do on a daily to be a Christ fanatic?
Man, you got to beat your flesh into submission. You literally have to die to your flesh. In Luke 9:23, it says, those who want to follow me must deny themselves and pick up their cross and follow me.
Mm.
You know, so you have to deny your own wants, yourselves, and really look at and have the same desires God has.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's one way, I think. I mean, that's the biggest way. Actually, the easiest way to do it is to, when you want something, you really got to think, does this line up with what God wants for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it doesn't, don't roll with it.
Yeah.
You know? So, Hisan Lee, what do you think?
No, I definitely agree. I mean, it's definitely having a very active prayer life, you know, making sure you're around people who keep you accountable, you know, that you have people you can talk to in case you're going through stuff. I mean, it's very important. I know if I didn't have certain brothers and sisters in my life, I would be lost. You know, sometimes God brings people into your life, and that's how he does talk to you, through other people. And it's very important to surround yourself with positive people who will bring you in that right direction. So, yeah, it's definitely important.
Dope, man. So, let's say, what are some things that you do on a daily to stay Christ fanatic in your life?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of them. You know, surrounding myself with positive, you know, people. I'm definitely praying all the time. You know, you got to always read your word, go to church on a daily basis, you know. Bible studies, I mean, it's very important. I mean, all of those things. And even writing. I mean, I know that's kind of limited to more artist people, but, I mean, that definitely keeps me on track, is that anytime I'm going through something, I'm always writing about it, and I'm always, you know, a lot of times just speaking to yourself through writing helps you deal with your problems. Because you know how that, you know, your thoughts are all jumbled up in your mind, but when you write it out, or even when you're talking and you're praying about it, it makes sense to you, and you find a lot of solutions just through that, instead of just worrying all the time. When you make it tangible and you start reading what you're going through, it actually helps you get through the day.
Yeah.
So I definitely use that as an outlet.
Now, when a lot of times when people hear Christ fanatic or when they hear fanatic, they think of something just crazy and wild in their face, like something like we were talking about at the show. Some you know, like a Seahawks fan, a fanatic, they would go to the shows and the games in snow with no T-shirt on, with paint all over the bodies.
Now that's a lot of fanatic slash lunatic.
Right. Now what I'm saying is when you hear fanatic, you think of something really crazy. Now that's not always the point. Now let me ask you this, and you know, we just want to keep it real.
Can we keep it real?
Are you a Christ fanatic?
I am. I am definitely a Christ fanatic. I mean, everywhere I go. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. I was just gonna say. How would you say and describe yourself as being a Christ fanatic?
It's basically, you know, whoever you're around or wherever you go, you let people know who you are and what you're about. You don't hide it. Like even when I'm at work, obviously I'm around a lot of non-believers and stuff, and they all know that I'm Christian. They all know who I represent. My friends, who I was friends with since high school. You know, I used to do all the things with them, drinking and clubbing and everything. I mean, I'm still friends with some of them, but I let them know where I stand with them, and I don't chill with them no more. They don't call me out. They know what I'm about. My family, you know, a lot of them are not Christian. I mean, they know. They know exactly who I'm representing, and that's what it's about. It's not being ashamed of who you serve. And I don't think, you know, when you hear fanatic, it should, you know, we should change that around where it's not about, oh, you're crazy, you're too obsessed with stuff. It's just being proud of who you serve and what you're about, and that you're not ashamed. You know, people don't have to be ashamed of what you said. Like, you see these crazy people, you know, half naked on football games, just promote what they love. And I mean, why can't we promote how much we love God and not be ashamed for that? You know, yeah. Who cares what people think? You know, because at the end of the day, we're the ones who are promoting the right stuff. You know, so you just go all out. You know, don't be lukewarm about it.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna chime in on this a little bit. Being a Christ fanatic, once again, we're not telling you to lose your mind. But the word of God says when you are in Christ, people are going to think that you're just foolish. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are dumb. You know what I'm saying? Now, we still have our minds, but we don't do the same things that they do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And one thing that will let you know if you're a Christ fanatic is when people are into sinning and doing ungodly things, if they feel comfortable with you, then you might not be a Christ fanatic.
Yeah.
Can we keep it real?
You're right.
If they're smoking weed in front of you and just cussing all the time in front of you, then you haven't lived a life to them where it challenges them and says, hey, I can't do this. Because when you're a Christ fanatic, they don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got friends that I know that when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, we used to check people. Hey, why are you cussing? Why you do that all the time? So when they get around us, they don't try to do that no more. Man, Keese is here. Hey, and they'll start telling people, hey, don't do that around him. You know what I'm saying? He's cool. You know why? Because they see his lifestyle is different, and that's what we have to do if we want to be a Christ fanatic. Our lifestyle is different. We are excessively going all out in Christ. We're not going to worry about your opinions. The only opinion we worry about is God's opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, it's good to have friends. But, you know, just like he suddenly said, there is lines where, okay, I have a friend that might not be saved right now. I'm still their friend because I'm trying to win them to Christ.
But
that don't mean that I'm kicking in with them at the club talking about, you know, let's get a drink. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you see that man over there? Yeah, I see that. No, she's like, no, I'm married. I can't do that kind of stuff. There is a separate, man, we are separate. We are called to be holy and separate, man. We separate ourselves from the things of the world. And that's what, when we look at the Seahawks players or the fans, they say, oh, man, that guy's crazy. That's how the people should look at us when we're in Christ. You know what I'm saying? The same way, because we are just totally off in their opinion.
Right. And I think I don't think it's wrong to have ungodly friends. You just really got to check yourself and not compromise your walk to have those friends.
That's right.
You know, if your friends are trying to, if they're your quote unquote friends are trying to get you to do something that jeopardizes your walk, you really need to think about, do I need to even associate myself with these people because they know who I am and they know what I'm about and they don't care and they're trying to get me to do this
good stuff. There's a time where there's going to be a time in the relationship where sometimes you're going to have to pull out of this relationship,
or you're going to have to pull the guns on them. Like, look, I don't do that.
You should be doing that if you're a Christian anyway.
Right. No, I'm talking to, you know, I'm just saying that they respect that, but then all of a sudden they don't. They just like, look, dog, you know, I know you're a Christian and everything, you know. I mean, because to be honest with you, that happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that's happened to me. Somebody was like, man, I know you don't do that, man, but, you know, just let me. I'm like, oh, you won't be getting that phone call.
Yeah. See, and this is what I would say. We talked about this earlier with Hee-Sun Lee when she was talking about her poetry. Now, when she was doing her poetry, you know what I'm saying, she didn't hit these cats all hard with the gospel. You know, she used it to be able to get into a relationship or connect with these people. But if you got a friend and they don't know about, like, you need to share the gospel with your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a whole nother thing. Like, I can't just be kicking it with you and say you're one of my best friends and I never tell you about God. That's a bad look on the Christian's part. You're not a Christ fanatic if you're a Christian, but you don't tell your friend about Christ, man. And that's something that, you know, yeah, we have to make sure. Okay, if we say I'm a Christ fanatic, man, anybody that knows me, they know that, hey, man, I'm living for God. That's what somebody needs to know if you're a Christ fanatic.
Yeah.
That's what they need to see. What you think, Hisa Ali?
No, definitely. I mean, just even going off of what you guys are saying, is that, you know, I'm not even around my friends when they're doing that stuff because they just know not to call me out. And even when I was in high school, when I was, like, I first got saved or whatever, I was trying to minister to my friend, and my other friend was Christian, too, and he was dragging her to clubs and everything, and I'm like, yo, I'm trying to help her, and you're doing the exact opposite, and we're both Christians, so you're just confusing her mind up, and it was crazy. I mean, that's obviously the wrong way to go. I mean, I gotta pray for him, but I definitely agree with you. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, I mean, when I do chill with my friends, it's very, you know, low key, and we really don't have the relationship we used to have. But I mean, it's cool. I'm gonna still be praying for them anytime I do get to chat up with them and stuff. I'm hoping I can still save them and I can bring them to Christ, you know.
Yeah. Man, that's real good stuff, man. And I would say this, man. You know, if we got friends around us that are not saved and you've told them and they still are living a lifestyle, they're going to know who to call when stuff starts happening in their life. You're going to be the first one they call. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
She said, I know. And I mean, that's something that when you live this life out for God, and I'll say this, as I said earlier, we go and minister to the clubs, at the clubs, right outside the buildings, and we minister. Now, the first time that we came and we told people we're Christians, we're going to pray for you, they're like, oh, okay, you know, wow. You know, now that we've been doing it for like almost 2.5-3 years, they're like, man, these are Christians out here praying for you, because the world's going to test you. They're going to see, okay, is he really a Christian? Let me send these people over here to test them. Let me send that kind of person. Let's test them. They want to see that you're true. The world is looking for the true men and women of God to reveal themselves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're not, because there's so many people that say, hey, I'm a Christian. They might have 5,000 members at their church, but they just cheated on their taxes, or they're doing all kind of stuff, you know, that is not what God wants them to do. And I'm not saying that Christians are perfect, but what I'm saying is a Christian's lifestyle, everything that they do, they have to do it with integrity. You know, we talked about godly leadership on the last show, right, Frog?
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. And you gotta go check that episode out.
With DJ Wado. So if you don't have that, if you don't have the Wado
went in. Yes, he did.
We couldn't hardly talk because the machine guns were going off.
And Hisan Lee is going in.
Yeah, she's going in.
So Hisan Lee, I'm gonna ask you this real quick. What is one thing that you would say if somebody's having a problem being a Christ fanatic, what is one thing that you would say, hey, work on this and it will help you become a better Christ fanatic?
I think, you know, certain Christ fanatics, they approach, I mean, even what you guys were talking about earlier, they approach non-believers the wrong way, and they're just all preaching, and they're just coming down hard, and I was actually with Rock, Chris, last week, and we were in Memphis, and we were just walking through the city, and everybody was partying, going crazy, and this one random Christian guy was up on a stool, holding up a sign, screaming to everybody, you guys are going to hell if you don't stop this, and he was going at it, and me and Chris were just looking at each other like, yo, that is not how you save people. Like, he was just going about it the wrong way, and I could understand his heart. I mean, he's trying to help people, but I mean, you don't tell them what they're doing wrong in order to, no one wants to hear that, you know. It's all about your approach and letting people know that you're coming from love and you care about them and you're not trying to judge them in no way. I mean, people who are just so caught up in you know, what they believe in, I understand that. But it's all about, you know, relating to the people that you're trying to reach, not coming from your perspective, but coming from their perspective. And if we can understand the mind frames of non-believers more, or take the time to understand them more, then it would be totally different. But we're just more about ourselves, preaching, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. And we're not even thinking about what they're going through. Mm. And that's the first thing that we got to start doing, is humble ourselves.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I don't know where Frog's at with these gunshots. Frog, where you at? Oh, there he is. There he is. Okay, that's what's up. And she said something that we've heard on our show several times. They don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus...
I've never heard that on the show before.
Well, I've said it several times, so...
No, you haven't.
Okay, go listen to the Yada Not King Radio episodes that I've said that before.
Whatever.
So anyway, this is what I'm saying. We have to have a relationship with these people. Jesus had relationships with these people. When he ministered to them, the people that were impacted the most were the ones that had the closest relationship with Jesus. Frog, where you at? Where you at?
Man, I gotta look. No, I got so many jobs I gotta do right now. I'm checking the chat room. I'm running a live stream. I'm running the Facebook. I mean, can you get off my back, man?
Man, speaking of getting off his back, we're going to do this. We're gonna give him a break. We're gonna go hop into this song, Lost. Yeah. Lost in You, from Keyshawn Lee and Seda. I almost mixing the names up.
Hey,
I try to say her name.
We're going to have to get Seda back on the show at a later date, because I don't know what happened to him. He's like,
that's that droid phone, man. If you had the iPhone, you could get the Yada Not King app, and it'll save you from all that.
Themes from Lost.
Ooh, nothing in this world matters to me, but being caught up in your love and rapture. I'm in another space and time. When I'm looking in your eyes, you give me strength so I can fly. I wanna be lost in you.
In your words, in your life, and the things that you say, in the way that you remind me of everything you feel, I'm enchanted by your mind. Tell me that you love me, let me sing you lullabies. Tell me that you care, it's really no surprise. I believe in what you say, you can never tell a lie. My angel, my savior, my little sugar pie. Let us spend eternity, only you and I. I ain't never felt this way for a second in my life, where I wanted to be lost with the lover of my life, where I wanted to be hidden in the middle of your mind, where I wanna feel your breath in the depths of my spine. Man, I never knew love before, so I stayed by the bell. If you stayed by the door, let me in over and over again, give me more, let me in over and over again, let me soar.
There's nothing in this world that matters to me than being caught up in your love and just rapture, rapture. I'm in another space and time, and when I'm looking in your eyes, you give me strength so I can fly. I wanna be lost in you.
To your eyes, ain't no time to be wasting. It's you and me, all the possibilities. Anything we wanna be is our reality. Now I'm lost in your heartbeat. Everywhere I go, you're the reason I smile. When the joy in me grows, I'ma hold you inside. The love never dies, take away all the misery, the pain subsides. You're my dream come true, only you have the power to change every part of me too. Feel the peace in my days, never will I trade. Every time I write a song, now you're on every page. No guessing, I see my future in you, no question. You're my life, you're my heart, my reflection. Throw away any type of directions, cause I'm lost in your love, it's a blessing.
Nothing in this world matters to me, but being caught up in your love
been just raptured. I'm in another space and time when I'm looking in your eyes. Give me strength so I can fly. I wanna be lost in you.
Survive is one person who truly loves us, and you have her. I will wait for you, always. I love you.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man Pro, and you can catch me on Yada the King Radio. Get at us.
People like you need people like me.
That's right.
So you can point your finger and say, look, that's the bad guy. What that make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. Me, I always tell it true. Even when I lie,
they twist the knife in my side, but I'm still here. They spread the rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spread the rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here.
I had Jamaicans pull machetes on me like they Jason. People smiling in my face, behind my back they hating. Been through the ballroom brawls, the fights with cops, the laceration, the tribulations and the character assassination. This church fear me, the streets hear me, the industry leery. The gatekeepers know about me, but they won't get near me. Survived the shootouts, the crack wars, I've been stabbed and now that the smoke's gone, look y'all, I'm still standing. My plan experiencing turbulence, cause witches chanting. I push my seat back, go to sleep, I don't even panic. My plane touched down, hit the ground, the eagle has landed. While y'all clubbing, I'm home alone, scheming and planning. I smoke angel dust, I sniff cocaine. Crucified with Christ without no pain, I know pain. I pass no blame, I got no shame. Singing, we shall overcome, I already overcame.
They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spread the rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here.
The media misrepresent me, got my pressure boiling. Took advantage of controversy, I've been exploited. Tried to destroy me, put her in the quarry, kill my story. I'm nothing to you, for real, fulfill my story. They betrayed him to those who hate him. They tried to break him. Listen, fam, we ain't kin. I've been racially profiled by rookie cops. I've gotten punches and swollen eyes from crooked cops. I've been ostracized, I've been demonized, because I speak the truth and I can see the lies. Religion blur people's vision from really seeing Christ. I simply try to be a light so they can see the Christ. I talk what I know, I give you real gems. Shout out around the globe to all my real men. Champagne for my real friends, and real pain for my sham friends. You understandin'?
They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spread the rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spread the rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but
but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the streets, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the streets, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere,
but I'm still here.
They can lie on me, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm still here.
Try to snake me, whatever.
But I'm still here.
I ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
But I'm still here.
I am John Christian
from the Yada Da Kings Radio.
And I'm letting you know about the $50 for the whole summer sale that we got going on right now. You can advertise your music, your ministry, whatever you're doing for the kingdom, you could do it here
on Yada Da Kings Radio. $50 for the whole summer, man.
So check it out. Email us at yadadaking@gmail.com and we can make it happen, Captain. It's King.
Foreign Tongues, Volume 2, an album that you want to make sure you go pick up. Featuring C. Micah, Asa, Cap Deuce, Hotta, Frog and Toad, K9, Excelsius, Oxygen, Chase Sutton, Ravenous, C. Rob, Pac-Man, Q. Heem, E. Gal, RTL, Sincere, Tef, Velvet, Wendell Morris, and Willie Will. Yeah! All produced by Don Christian. Go get it. Foreign Tongues, Volume 2, iTunes, and GenuineLife.com.
Yo, that song right there was from the homie Corey Red. I'm still here. He's from New York. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that's why I threw him on, because we interviewing some New Yorkans on the show.
Don't say that again.
Well, would they call us Washingtonians? You know, like, I mean, that's... Can I say that? Okay. Can I keep it real? Anyways, Peace on me, man. For all them people that are out there that really are feeling the music, you know what I'm saying? How can they get a hold of you? You got a Twitter, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Where can they go to find you?
Yeah, Twitter, just put in He Sun Lee. I mean, that's what I'm under. Facebook, He Sun Lee. If you want to, you know, buy my music, like I said earlier, iTunes, He Sun Lee, CD Baby, I'm pretty sure Amazon. I mean, any place.
She said Google me.
On there.
She said Google me.
There you go, Google me.
Okay. He Sun Lee is everywhere with her music, man. Definitely go support what she's doing. Man, I think more than anything, she stayed with us some overtime, as she said. So her grandma had called, and she's like, her mom. I'm sorry.
Dang, guy.
Her mom.
Yeah.
You start running your mouth too quick.
I'm sorry, Frog.
Nah, my mom barbecued.
Oh. Ooh. Uh-oh.
I know.
Dang, what's she cook?
Oh, you know, the typical. She got some chicken, burgers, hot dogs, macaroni salad.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. It's early over there, right?
Yeah, it's 4:40 right now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
The sun's going down here.
Well, the sun wasn't even showing today. It wasn't a sunny day today. It was actually kind of cold.
Oh, wow.
It just depends on what kind of part.
That's why we got the window closed in here today. Usually, we're burning up our fire, sweating.
No, really. Today, the reason why we got the window closed is because Frog is a little under the weather, so.
Yeah.
Or whatever, guy.
And Frog did give me some waters, man. Praise God, Frog. He was taking forever. But he suddenly, once again, we definitely appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you.
Is there anything that we can pray for you about that you would like us to pray? We'll actually pray on the show with you.
You know, just definitely, you know, as an artist, just to make sure that, you know, I'm always, you know, going according to God's will. I'm never going out of place with that. You know, me and my husband actually just got married in November, so just to bless our marriage, that we continue going strong in God, and, you know, just that we're staying on point with everything.
Amen.
You know, I would really appreciate it.
No, we're going to hop into prayer right now. Let's do that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, dear God, for allowing He suddenly to be on with us, dear God, on the Yada Da King Radio Show. God, she says she just wants to make sure, dear God, that everything that they do is bringing glory to you, dear God. So I pray to God that you would give her wisdom, give her guidance, oh God. Allow even the people around her, dear God, to be able to share with her, dear God, things that are pleasing to you, dear God, and things that might sound good but might not be the right timing, God. Allow her to know when and where to go, God. I pray for her brand new marriage, oh God, as they're getting ready to celebrate their first year anniversary, God. I pray to God that you would give them
strength, oh God, as the first year they usually say is a tough year. But God, we thank you, dear God, that in you we can do all things, oh God. I pray for unity in their marriage, dear God, unity in their gifts and their talents, dear God, that they will support one another, that they will love one another, dear God, as Christ has called us to love one another, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man, that's what's
thank you. Thank you guys so much.
No, it's all love.
Hopefully we'll meet up in person.
Yeah.
Whether it's New York or Washington.
Or Canada. Yeah, Canada. Yeah.
Or Canada.
Yeah, we might get to Canada, y'all. Get us to the emergency room.
I know, right?
In New York.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
just any.
Yeah.
Because I got a story about an emergency room with Fraud, right? Anyways, Hisan Lee, man, we thank you for being on with us, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right. All right,
God bless.
That was Hisan Lee.
Oh, my goodness. We had
Seda in the beginning of
We
never got him on the podcast. He was in the live stream. But for some reason, his Droid phone kept hanging up on him.
So listen, if you are joining it, you're destroying it. Okay? Can I keep it real?
Can I keep it real?
Yeah, that's what's up. So, man, hey, peace on me. Definitely, we were blessed to have her. Unfortunately for us, on the podcast, she had to go get some barbecue, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, do what's up. Do what she could. The emergency room. Mad Hatter in the live stream. He's on me about what happened in the emergency room. Now, the emergency room that we were actually talking about is a venue that Richie Righteous, who was actually on the show,
yeah,
talked about one of the venues that he throws. So, definitely check that out. Man, we are just chilling, man. What can we say? If you're having problems being a Christ fanatic, Frog, what would you say that somebody needs to do?
Tap into somebody who is.
Woo, woo, woo. Bang, come on, Frog. Oh, my. Where you at?
Man, hey, I think that was a good one, man. Real talk, man, because it's important. And if you don't have somebody that you hang around with that isn't a Christ fanatic, it's going to, if you hang around somebody, the people you hang around with are going to influence you.
That's right.
I mean, no matter what you think that, oh, no, I'm an influence to them, no. The people that you are close-knit with, they influence you and are a part of who you are. So if you're around Christ fanatics, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a Christ fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later.
Yep. So get on it or get left. You know what I'm saying? Be a Christ fanatic. One thing that I would say that Hisan Lee did say is relationship. Get your relationship right with God. That's the only way you're going to be a Christ fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a relationship with God, when you want to please God, you know what I'm saying? That's part of your job when you have a relationship. But if you don't have a relationship with him, you're like, man, please, I'm about to do me. And as somebody said, doing me is what's going to get you killed, you know what I'm saying, in the body of Christ. And a lot of cats use that as an excuse to, you know, do their own thing, man. So look, let's hop into this next joint. Another homie from New York, Gage. Best friend. I had to bring this hit back up, man, bro. So let's hop into that right now. Let's go!
Yeah!
Cause I can be your best friend.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend. Let me give you the story. Break it down.
I can never forget the first day I felt your grace. It was in a place that's dark with minimum space. Thought to face it all alone, we didn't formally meet. On the street, you're the one to call when facing defeat. Can feel the sweat beat off my brow. Thinking how to keep from death, I need some help now. On the job, I got demoted. Relationship exploded. The 380 fully loaded. I owed it to my family to end with a win. They made too many sacrifices for me just to give in. But the pain, unbearable. Chances look terrible. It take a miracle to get me out of this mess. I guess I had it coming, the fun and the gun running. Had to catch it with me sometime, I must confess. That's when I got a call. It's from my new friend. He said to seek me and watch the pain end.
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute. I'll be back, promise.
It takes time, bro.
Grind, yo.
Can't be blind, bro.
Cause I can be your best friend.
I can be your best
you
friend.
Me. You can trust in me. And your pain will end.
I got all you need.
Cause it's meant to
be. At first
first, our relationship started off rough. Watching what I say before I say it was tough. I'd huff and puff to call his bluff, but he wouldn't budge till one day I had enough. Told him to take the lead, gave up the pride and greed. Asked him to intercede, cause I'm in desperate need. Past suffering and entering depression, but nothing was in vain because I had to learn a lesson. Number one, stop stressing. Number two, confessing. You can't do it alone or you'll be forced to keep guessing. My first blessing was to see myself and recognize the things I did that could be bad for my health. So negative thinking, getting drunk drinking, insecurity sinking and fear
dead and stinking.
Had to put my feelings under subjection. This time not alone, I had my friend for protection. Recognize
I got all that you need,
I got all that you want.
Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back prompt.
It takes time though,
grind yo,
can't be blind bro.
Cause I can be your best.
Come on friend,
you can be your best friend.
You can
see
us in
me. Your
penguin.
I got all you need.
No retreat, no surrender. All credit, I render to you, my friend. Glorified to the end. No retreat, no surrender. All credit, I render to you, my friend. Glorified to the end. No retreat, no surrender. All credit, I render to you, my friend. Glorified, brethren. No retreat, no surrender. All credit, I render to you, my friend. Yes. Now the third part of the saga had its ups and downs. Good times and bad times, smiles and frowns. Leaps and bounds, harmony and sacrifice. You know, like wanting lobster but had to settle for rice. My friend's advice kept me to fall, he never let me. But doing right is so much harder than wrong. That's how he shows his power, right at the final hour. He stand behind you and just push you along. No longer weak, I'm stronger, meek, and speak life to those who choose my friend to see. Peek in the horizon, my future's bright. Had to change my way of thinking to receive my sight. No stress, the progress, all possessed. Real talk, open-minded, you will find it. My mind, it defines my walk. Peace, New York.
I got all that you need,
I got all that you want.
Come on,
second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise,
it takes time, bro.
Grind, yo,
can't be blind, bro.
Cause I can be your best.
I'm your best friend.
He's your best friend.
You can see your smile
in your face.
I got all you need.
Cause it's meant to
be your best.
I can be your best friend.
You can lean on me.
You can trust me
in your face.
Just
see your
smile.
I got all you need.
Cause it's meant to be.
It's Jesus Christ that I'm talking about.
If
you're confused, it's Gaze and Jah rocking. Up in the place, you know
I'm rocking. You know, seek him in
yeah.
All
just
your pains.
Just seek him, he can be your best friend.
Hey, it's your boy Q Heen the Redeemed. And when I'm driving, man, through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prey area, you already know when I Jehovah dust my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we praise the Lord 10 times. Yo, Don Christian, Frog, let's do it. Yada the King, man.
Yeah. You already know what it is.
The Lord is good and magnificent, and he's all that I need. His word is mighty and my heart is where he's sowing his seed. He touched me and he changed me in my innermost being. He renewed my mind and my thoughts and opened my eyes to a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
No selfishness or putting my trust in myself or trusting in man. But with my trust in the Lord, I have enough strength to persevere and stand. This walk could be tough and it could be testing at times. In the name of Jesus, I destroy my flesh and my evil ways. I will bind. The Lord has plans for me, so I can't let my flesh get in the way. When the Lord tells me to do something, there's only one thing I will say. Now maybe not, I don't know, but my answer will be yes. I'm gonna be catching a case real soon, cause I'm about to murder my flesh. And by obedience I put on my flesh to rest at 6 feet under. My allegiance is to Christ, so there's no need to wonder. He provides for me and satisfies my hunger. He can do the same for you, so call him, here's his number.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, be your will in your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I'll crucify my flesh day and day. Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Yes, 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 yes.
I've been redeemed, washed by the blood that made me clean. So it's only right that I live a holy life, play on his team. I used to do this in a foolish pursuit to chase a dream. But now all I wanna do is give him my all to praise the King. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. He laid it down for me. And now I shine with a made of mine, cause I was blind but now I see. Hallelujah. Why in the world would I follow Buddha or anyone else with all of that yoga and that karma? Brahma Sutra. Like that'll give us life. There's only one mediator between God and man, and his name is Jesus Christ. He paid the hardest price, then he died up on the cross for the lost type. So I'ma keep giving up all my life in order to follow Christ. For me, it's only yeses, yeses. Never be no second guessing. He paid the death of the sin of humanity, then resurrected. Because of the grace of the Father, now my debt's collected. So I'ma be hollering yes to your will until I rest in heaven.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I crucify my flesh day and day. Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Yes, 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 yes.
The Lord is merciful, gracious, personal, patient. The way he's turning and shaping the hearts of men to him is my personal favorite. I deserve to be burned for mistakes and murder for breaking his word, but he's taking my sin away. Now I serve and obey him. He's certainly purging my ways and my state of mind. I'm learning to wait because he certainly likes to take his time. No doubt, I rest in his love, but kids don't resist this. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. In him, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of the grace he is given. I'm compelled to say yes to his will, flexing the skill. Take a second to chill and think of his goodness. Now I'm ready to kill any sin in my life, living for Christ to get rid of the strife. Chilling and right standing with God, confident in his sight. So there's my flesh to be killed, then to obey. So I say yes to your will, yes to your way.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I crucify my flesh day and day. Yes, 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 yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. Yes, 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 yes. Whoa.
And the song was called Yes Lord Yes, featuring Willie Will.
That's right.
So, man, dude, we had a great time here today, man, at the Yada Da King Radio Show. With some stuff that didn't work on the live stream, but that wasn't our fault, right?
I don't know what was going on. Yeah. Is the internet connection? It's actually hindering our ability to do it on the
iPods,
iPhones, and so
yeah, all that.
We're gonna get that fixed.
Yeah, we will
soon. So
we're gonna step the game up and talk to Livestream, give them a personal call and say, hey, get this fixed so we can get y'all right. You dig? Man, look, the reason why we came up with the show Christ Fanatic, we host a show every month with our partners Genuine Life. And what we do is we have topics for the shows, and that was a topic. And as I said, my sister, Chase Sutton, which is Che Sutton's wife, she went in and preached about what it meant to be a Christ fanatic. There was a couple of points that she said in there that I think was really important on being a Christ fanatic. Frog, do you remember any of those points?
Because
I know you were
silent. Right. One of the points that would hinder is being a silent saint.
Being a silent saint would definitely hinder you from being a Christ fanatic, because you trying too much to be scared. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to do too much, so you know, so you're scared. You're scared to share what God has placed inside of you. Basically, you're a silent Christian. Another one was a lukewarm Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lukewarm Christian. She said, you know, who drinks lukewarm hot chocolate?
Hey, that analogy was like, whoa.
No, you be like,
lukewarm hot chocolate is nasty.
Get it out of here! That's what she was like. Nah, you gonna warm that joint up or you gonna throw it away? You know what I'm saying? But being lukewarm, that's not even the hot side of warm. That's the cold side of warm, she said.
Yeah.
But she also said that being lukewarm, It's disgusting to God. Just like we don't drink lukewarm hot chocolate, you know, it's disgusting to God when you're lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? And being lukewarm is saying, okay, I'm trying to blend in with these people and these people. And you can't do that in God. You have to be one or the other. God said be hot or cold. Mm-hmm. He hates lukewarm. So, hey, if this is what I gotta say, if you one of them cats that's on the fence, you're messing yourself up. First of all, you all on the fence, jacking your body up and everything. Like, try sitting on the fence for like 30 minutes. Your body's gonna start hurting, right?
Of course, guy.
Try riding a fence for a while, right?
Alright, that's enough.
It's gonna hurt you. Right, but in God, a lot of cats be riding fences, man. Can I keep it real?
Can I keep it real?
They ride fences, right? And God is not for that. So get on one side or the other. Be hot or cold. It'll be better for you to be cold than lukewarm. Cause then you know you. But if you already know a lot about God, then get hot. Quit playing. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna say, Frank?
Can I keep it real?
Okay, that's what's up. I thought you was gonna say. Well, there was another point that she said. She gave us 3 points.
I can't remember the third one.
Secret saints, or silent saints, and then being lukewarm, and then she gave that analogy. Basically, man, it was all good, man. So we pray that you up your game and being a Christ fanatic by, you know what I'm saying, just be getting closer to God, doing what he pleases, or his will is, and please him versus pleasing yourself. That's what it comes down to, man. And that's something that we got to work on every day, right, Frog?
Yes.
Every day we have to die to ourselves. Every day we have to say, okay, I'm going to serve rather than try to be the only one being served. I'm a pour out into other people, even though it might take a lot of my time. I'm a do the things that are pleasing to God. I'm a spend time with my family. You know what I'm saying? I'm a do all these things that are pleasing to God. When you do that, you are becoming a Christ fanatic more and more every day. And you know what I'm saying? You can lose your Christ fanatic status, right, Frog?
Mm-hmm.
You can lose that if you just all of a sudden started, hey, I'm going to do my own thing. When you start doing that, guess what? You AWOL'd, homie. He's mm-hmm. a soldier that went AWOL, man. So,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. yeah, that's really what's good,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Frog, you got any last words you want to say, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm done.
Man, Frog was done yesterday. Frog was fatigued, dog. Look, I ended up having to host the rest of the show by myself.
It was only like 20 minutes of the show that you had to host.
Frog, man, it was 20 minutes. It was not 20 minutes, guy. It was way longer than that. It was like 2 hours left.
Nah.
Yes, it was. One artist's set was 20 minutes. What are you saying?
You didn't host during their set, though.
After this, I was actually, what I did was I went into DJ mode, right? I was doing the sound. I was, you know, chopping in the music, dropping out the music, rapping along with Cat. Man, you, Frog, you was just chopping it up the whole time trying to get.
I was resting.
Yeah, he was, okay, that's what's up. So, Frog, man, look, go home, get some rest.
Somebody called me from, we're still on the podcast.
Yeah, we're still on the podcast.
My bad.
Frog, I got one question. Frog, where you at, man? Oh, man, he didn't get knocked out or nothing, but look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep it real. I want you to keep it Christ fanatic. Keep it 100, and it's all about Jesus Christ in here. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
This is your boy, Frog,
a.k.a. E-Rick.
About to get some sleep.
That's right. And we're going to keep it Yada Da King in it on Yada Da King Network. Get that iPhone app. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada Da King, Shabakta King, I Yada Da King, Ayada da, there's power in my brain, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when